Take a minute to cry this from the depth of your heart. Shabelada kaparada balakata bras. Kebrandige baratusiate. Take everything. All that you have given me, let it be used for your glory. Eba shate brantes kaligra temaratusi breskietas. Are you still praying? Ebaratus calibrante que baratus kia de baladaba.
All I have is yours. All I have is yours. That all
everything that we have, Father, we bless you and we decree and declare that it belongs to you. Belongs to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you this, when you make up your mind to invest in his presence, there's no limit to what your life can become. There are things that only his presence can bring. His presence is beyond brain work. His presence is beyond the wisdom of man. Are we together now? So when we take out time to soak in his presence like this, it is part of your becoming. It is part of the training process. It's not just whiling away time before the word comes. It is how it happens. That sometimes we just allow you in his presence and something happens to you as you behold him. Something happens as you allow that glory. You cannot give definition to what is happening to your spirit man. But one thing for sure is like a hen resting over the eggs. You will think the hen is just staying there, but something is happening. It is not the hen changing. It is the egg that is changing. Are we together now? You would think because the hen is resting, the rest does not have an effect on the hen. She's the mother nurturing the egg. And it's amazing that she does not need to crack the egg to know what is happening. Right from there, the hen knows that something is happening. This is what is happening to you. Frail you, weak you, ignorant you, but honest you, opened you, yielded you. This is what is happening to you now.
I'll stand with hearts on and head abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours. All I am is yours.
Becomes his property in experience, then he will work wonders out of your life. He will cause you to be a living wonder, not a dead person who is being spoken about by those who are alive, that in your lifetime you will see the glory of God manifested through your life, a sign and a wonder. Men will look for various names to call you as a description of the wonder working power of God. Some will call you ministers of our God. Some will call you the great power of God. Others will call you an expression of God's wisdom. Do you believe this? This is what is happening to you. Remember that you are staying. Something is happening to you in that glory. A man of God is being made in that glory. an intercessor is being made in that glory. Are we together? A battle axe is being made in that glory. There is a sharpening, there is a chiseling, there is a making, there is a breaking, there is a remolding. Doesn't matter if it's pleasant or unpleasant, it works together for your making. I'd like you to pray in 1 minute tonight, everything you have prepared for me, oh God, I open up my spirit to receive. Everything. That includes those who are following from across the globe. Pray that prayer from your heart. All that you have prepared for me. All that you have prepared for me, I open up my heart to receive. Upon us tonight. Every time we gather in your presence, it is because we trust you. We trust what you're doing in our lives. We trust what we are becoming. We trust that you are furnishing us in righteousness and helping us to become accurate portraits. You're causing us to step into the graces that have been preordained for us. You're causing us to access the wisdom of the Spirit. And tonight we have come again. We have come to listen. Speak, O God. We have come to learn. Teach us. We have come to be made. Build us. We have come to be empowered. Energize our spirits and our minds. And I pray in the name of Jesus that at the end of tonight's service, it will be evident that we encountered the God of heaven. We vow to give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please be seated.